The game is over, but now the analysis starts. United States tie with England. I have with me several fans from both camps who watch this. Let's start with Eddie Pope. He played with the U.S. men's national team in several World Cups. What do you think? 1-1.
I think it's a great start for the United States. My next two games are against Algeria and Slovenia. England was the big game. I certainly think that we have a chance to beat Algeria and Slovenia and get through the second round.
All right, another American.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think we'll have a little bit of a hunger coming for a victory after this tie. We had our chances, and I think we'll have a good shot in the next
game. Will you repaint for Algeria and Slovenia or leave it as it is as a good luck charm?
Oh, I'll leave it.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the English. Here they come. They didn't win in 1776, and they didn't win in 1950. What do you think? Your analysis of this?
I think it's a fair result. I think teams have good chances. England are traditionally slow starts, but I think it's a good result for both teams. And then both will be able to progress through to the next round.
Emotionally, what do you take away from this tie?
Emotionally, I think it's what I expected, to be honest.
You were doubting that English team, which has always had its critics because they don't come through in the big spots.
Like I say, they always have a slow start, so let's look towards the next games. And I think it was a good atmosphere here, and I think it was a great result.
All right, will you depaint because of this 1-1, Mr. English fan?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Loyalty to the team has got to stay no matter what. I mean,
who's going to get out of this group?
Sorry?
Who's going to get out of this group stage among the four teams?
I would say USA and England. Absolutely.
All right. And Eddie Pope, the former player, who do you see getting out of this group now after this 1-1 tie?
USA and England. Absolutely. I think we got a great result for this game. We're going to beat the next two teams, and we're on. Anything can happen at this point.